Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. You know, they say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double, even triple line. Now here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Albin, yeah. I don't know where to start.
I know.
Listen, right. In a few minutes, we have the Duck Dynasty clan, the whole clan. We got Phil Robertson, the patriarch. He is, people don't know, he's 171 years old.
Mm.
Yeah, because he eats right, mm-hmm. and he's been eating nothing but catfish and squirrel. And I'm telling you, these guys.
And he smokes those filtered cigarettes, so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that helps.
Yeah.
No joke. It's just so crazy. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. We have Phil Robertson. We have his son, Jay's. That's a good looking one, but he hides it under the beard. And then we have Al, who is the eldest son. But I said, when I saw him come in here, I said, you don't have a beard. You're wearing khakis and a nice shirt. There's no camouflage. You are the Marilyn Munster of the Duck Dynasty clan, right? And he got it, and he mentioned the last night, okay, because we taped this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So last night he goes on Sean Hannity, and I watched Sean Hannity, and he announces to Sean Hannity, I'm the Marilyn Munster in this family. And I said, you got that from me, pal.
Yeah, he didn't credit you. Oh, come on.
Can you imagine?
Ow.
But it's so perfect. Well, look, if you watch this, folks, on YouTube, we'll put it on YouTube, or if you get Metaxas Super, you can't believe it. This guy's like clean cut, wearing khakis and stuff. It's hilarious. It's like he couldn't be a member of the family. But we have Phil Robertson on in a couple of seconds. I love that man so much. I can't even tell you. He is just an amazing human being.
He is.
They have a new podcast out called Unashamed. It's big.
So, he's going to talk about being the patriarch of this immense family and how he got there in a sense, staying faithful to his wife.
And that's right. That's right. And so then, but we have to tell everybody, we are on TBN starting May 17th. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no way we can adequately describe this to you. The studio is outrageous. If you haven't seen it on YouTube, you can go to YouTube and put in Eric Metaxas Show, which is, we have a channel. And we're posting not everything because we save some stuff from Metaxas Super, but just so you can see some of our top interviews, just to give you some idea of what it is.
Yeah, wet your beak.
You can wet your beak. That's a Godfather term. Mm-hmm. That's when, his name? I can't think of the name of the guy.
Yeah.
But he says, I just want to wet my beak.
He was probably whacked, too.
Later. Oh, he was whacked out by the young Vito Corleone, played by Robert De Niro. Yeah. No, Robert De Niro.
Vito. Okay, I'm going back. Yes.
Not Michael. Okay, so this morning, to promote this TBN show, I went on the Joe Piscopo show. And I love Joe Piscopo so much. It's just such an honor to be on his show. But I was on the Joe Piscopo show, Then I was on Mike Gallagher's show. A lot of people listening to this program know Mike Gallagher. He's part of the Salem Radio Network.
Great,
love Michael.
Great guy, yeah.
And then I was on with Kevin McCullough, who on this program is known as Votestradamus. Mm. So we're trying to promote the TBN show, so I kind of thought maybe we should do it on our show too. Tell people that TBN, it used to be kind of one of the wackier Christian networks. The son, Matt, has taken over, and he has really changed a lot of things. And they have Mike Huckabee on the weekends. They have Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs.
And you're the first non-Mike.
And I'm the first non-Mike to come on in the new generation of TBN. So the only problem is you have to go to TBN.org and look to see when you put in your zip code what channel it's on your dial of 40,000, whatever. So I want to tell everybody, May 16th, they're featuring me for 1 hour on their praise special. They're interviewing me. And it's one of the most fun interviews I've ever done, because instead of me interviewing somebody, they're interviewing me, so I could be like a, you know, big chooch, as we say in New York. So it was a lot of fun. That's May 16th, probably 8 or 9 o'clock at night. But this show premieres May 17th at 6 p.m. Eastern. So it's very early. You got to get the early bird special at 4 o'clock. Then you come home, and then you watch the Eric Metaxas show. Now, we're starting out. It's only a half hour, so it's going to be little bits and pieces of us doing our thing. But it's on TV, and it's on TBN, and I'm excited. But the most exciting thing, Albin, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
They've created an animation. When you see this,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's insane. Yeah. I don't know what it cost them.
Yeah, you know the opening of the Flintstones. This is kind of like, this is going to beat that. Yeah.
No joke. It's off the charts.
Yeah.
They created an animation. We've lived long enough that somebody created an animation featuring us. So anyway, you got to watch it. TBN. Forgive me for pushing it, but folks, I don't want you to miss the opening episode, because you'll see when you see. But I'd even almost prefer that you watch the Praise Show with Matt and Lori Crouch interviewing me on May 16th, because if you watch that, there's no way you're missing the May 17th. So that's happening. So much else is happening. I can't even breathe. I want to remind everybody, this is week two of our campaign to send children of prisoners to Angel Tree Camp. Now, we're always asking for something on this show. We vet these charities, and we fall in love with these charities, and we are asking you, join us in the privilege of doing something spectacular. We know we have to give back. We are a rich people in America. Even those of us who are struggling have more than many people in other countries. And when you think of the kids of prisoners, some of these kids are suffering horribly for something they didn't do. They don't have a mom or a dad at home. And I want to say, to send them to a Christian camp for 1 week, Angel Tree Camp. Actually, I don't think we have the video or the audio, because we're doing this in a different studio. But over the days, we'll play some of these for you. When you hear the voices of these kids, it melts your heart, and you realize they need this. They need somebody to tell them God loves them. Jesus loves them, and they are special, and God has a plan for their lives. And you know what? They're not going to hear this from an atheist. They're not going to hear this on the streets. This is something they get to hear at Angel Tree Camp. And also, they get to do the stuff you don't get to do in cities. They get to ride horses. They get to pet chickens. They get to do fishing
and canoeing
and stuff. So if you can just go to MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Everybody gives $100. For every $100 you give, if you give $500, you get 5 subscriptions to Metaxas Super, which means commercial-free podcast. You can listen to this show commercial-free. A lot of people say, why can't I do a commercial-free? That's called Metaxas Super. Okay? So that's the most important thing. It's commercial-free podcast, radio. And then, of course, if you want to watch the videos, the videos are all there. And we're going to be adding extra stuff now that we're in the new studio. So here's the phone number for Angel Tree. And I'm begging you, folks, we have a lot of money to raise for them, and we need your help. $200 sends a kid to camp for a week. Okay. We do this every year, every summer. And to spend 1 week at camp, it's cost $200. So here's the phone number. If you can't go to MetaxasTalk.com, the phone number is 888-206 888-206-2793. That's 888-206-2793. I'll say it again. 888-206-2793. This is our priority. We need to raise money for these kids. Angel Tree is very close to my heart. I love Chuck Colson. He set up Prison Fellowship, who set up Angel Tree. This is a beautiful idea, beautiful Christian idea, to love these kids in a way and share things with them that they don't get to hear most of the time. Again, MetaxasTalk.com, or you can call 888-206-2793. In a couple of seconds, we've got Phil Robertson and Jays. That's his son, the good-looking one with the beard. And the nasty one with the beard is, that's Willie. He's not here today. And then we got Al in hour two. This is insane, folks. Please stick around.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? You need some help from Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Grant Eckert from National Debt Relief. For years, you've heard us on the radio sharing how you can be debt-free in 24 to 48 months, often paying only a fraction of what you owe. But how does our program work? If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, personal loans, or collection accounts, you may qualify to get the relief you deserve in just 5 steps. Step 1. Our certified debt specialist will complete a free debt analysis. Step 2. You'll select the plan that's right for you. Step 3. You'll begin making one affordable monthly payment towards your enrolled debts. Step 4. Our team of experts will negotiate with your creditors. And step 5. You'll achieve financial relief. We've already helped over 100,000 Americans resolve more than $1 billion of debt. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have received over 35,000 five-star reviews. The best part is, we don't earn a penny until we've successfully resolved your debt.
Call National Debt Relief now at 800-658-0988. That's 800-658-0988. 800-658-0988.
important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
In constant sorrow.
Texas show, and as I promised you, I have on this program the Soggy Bottom Boys. Gentlemen, welcome to this program. How long you been singing?
Oh, pretty good. Wow. That tune
pretty,
actually got me
good
going
wow.
there. I don't know.
Been singing since you were youngins?
Yeah.
Totally. You know, I'm looking at you now, and I realize you're not the Soggy Bottom Boys. You're the guys from Duck Dynasty, and you fooled me with the beards.
Really?
I was pretty sure you weren't ZZ Top guys, but I still thought, all right, I apologize. Phil Robertson, I love this man, maybe more than you do because he beat you as a child.
He did, but I had it coming.
But you are Jace. Is that
Jace.
Short? Jace is short for Jason?
It is, but right. he started calling me Jason and it caught on.
So. He meaning your pappy?
Yeah.
Do your pappy talk, or do we just sit here? Pappy? You know how much I love you, so anything you say, you're like the Delphic Oracle, and I want to hear from you. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, first, you could start with this. If America, if they were more in tune, realizing if you can get the Word of God into your children, I'm a father, a grandfather, a great-grandfather. So we have great grandkids, grandkids, and kids. Well, these guys are in their 50s now, 50s, 60s. We have them young. We pass down the Word of God through our children and their children's children. Jason M. have told me, they said, Dad, thanks for raising us the way you did, because now that we have children, we get it.
Yeah.
But it's a little time in coming there. But if you train them right, take the scriptures, teach them, rebuke them, correct them, train them, they will pass that down. And America would not be, in my opinion, in the shape that it's in now. 50 million American homes, but that's it. They don't have a father. 50 million.
It's not your opinion. It's fact. Phil, let me ask you this, because I heartily agree with what you just said, but what happens when you have a kid that you can't talk to them? They're rebellious. They're, you know, very strong willed. How many kids did you have?
Four boys. Four sons.
Wow.
I'm glad God did not give me daughters. I'm glad they were sons.
Yeah.
It just seemed easier for me to discipline them.
To beat the boys.
Yeah, because these were
three
around
licks.
The edges, you know.
Three licks.
Just three. I don't want to know what kind of licks they were.
Three and then three, you know.
Oh,
they were more sections of three.
That's biblical, brother. Three.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
You got to do three sets of 40, otherwise that's not from Scripture.
Well, right, because he always said three licks.
But if you read throughout Scripture, the Almighty, they used rods in those days.
Ooh.
But basically it was use the rod. He won't die.
You use the rod that God gave you.
But he didn't. He also didn't say that we got to see this transformation. I mean, you know, I didn't really learn about the transforming power of God's grace in a church building. I just saw it take place in this man's life. I mean,
well, now that's different because saw it when your dad became serious about God.
Oh, that's right.
How old were you?
I was 6 to 8, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And I saw a guy that I was completely terrified of
to a guy that you were only mostly terrified of.
Yeah, and then there was a transition process. Yeah, well, I mean, we still respected him, but all of a sudden, you saw this good heart emerge.
But isn't that amazing? Like, the one thing, if people want proof of God, I always think if you took algebra, you solve for X, right? Mm-hmm. Take everything else away, and what's left, the value of X. Usually, when you see a life that is the way your life was, Phil, because you've been on the show and you've spoken about this, and then you see that transformation, you say, nothing can explain that. Nothing can explain that except Jesus. There's just no other explanation. It doesn't make any sense. That doesn't happen in reality to anybody unless God comes into that life totally. And then you say, well, that's that. That's proof of God, in my opinion. It proves God.
It's hard to be good without God. And what a lot of people miss, that Hebrews 5, you take the scriptures, and by constant use, train yourself to distinguish good from evil. When you can just look up at the world and say, I see evil and I see good, I will shun evil, I will embrace good. It's only difficult if you really don't decide to do it. If you decide to say, oh, I will, when good and evil comes my way, I will choose good. I will shun evil. It's a decision. A lot of people think it's just going to happen to them if they believe in God. Well, the training part has not started yet. You're born again. You're like a baby.
I always say that a lot of times the problem evangelical Christians have is they so focus on salvation, they act like that's the finish line, and in fact it's the starting line.
You have answered well, my man.
Flesh and blood hath not revealed that to me.
Well, it's hard to be on purpose for what's right and for God. When you go public, well, then you're going to be persecuted.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about kids. I have a teenage daughter right now, and I realize what's going on in this phone. You know, when he raised us, we didn't have cell phones. But now the cell phone, you have instant access to just poison of the mind.
Well, and that's what's interesting is that phone, just like the public schools today and just like the other media, is not coming from the point of view that we're coming from. Yeah. And that's why I do this show, and that's why Christians need to be involved in the media, and that's why I praise Jesus that your family has been involved in the media, because when you put that stuff out there, at least people have an option to see what maybe their parents believe, what their grandparents believe. Because if not for a few shows like yours or this sometimes, people will never see that. They'll only see the other side. So I want to talk to you about what you're doing in the media right now. First of all, there is a new podcast called Unashamed, and that's with you, Jace, and your brother Al, who is also here.
Yeah, Al. He's our weird brother. He doesn't have a beard.
What?
He doesn't have a beard.
How do you know he's your brother, then?
He wears khakis. It's just weird. I'm not really sure, you know, his origin.
Is he the black sheep of your family?
He is.
He's just a rebel in khakis.
Yeah.
That is nasty.
It's awkward.
How could he do that to you?
He's the guy we're all staring at the dinner table.
You know what he is? You realize what he is. I don't know if anybody's ever said this. He's the Marilyn Munster of the Robertson clan.
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
The normal one who is freaky in the midst of all y'all. Okay, now look, you got a podcast named Unashamed. What is this thing?
We start with like the text in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it's the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. It's by faith from first to last. The righteous live by faith. We take that and we expand that. We go all the way back to the Genesis account. You know, it didn't take but three little short chapters. And we have God saying, the seed of a woman will crush your head, Satan. You'll strike his heel. You're like, wait a minute. Someone's coming out of a woman sometime in the future that's going to do Satan in? So we start there, and the gospel begins to unfold. You follow the timeline and the seed line. My count's about 5,300, and you go from there to finally the whole time they're saying, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, and all the prophets, and you go to add that all up.
Yeah.
Then you get him here. Jesus is here. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He dies, is buried, is raised from the dead, stays about 40 days, and he leaves. Well, then the rest of it, Acts to Revelation, he's coming back. He's coming back.
And so here we are.
Yeah, we're not ashamed.
We tie that together.
Trying to be the
we're
church.
Not ashamed that we love Jesus, that we think this is the way to duck hunt forever or, you know, live forever. I mean, this is it. It gives you purpose in life. All his truths, all the things he's for, they're all right. They make you feel
warm
and fuzzy.
We're on the lookout for a better story, Eric. So far, no one has even come close.
Nothing better. There's so much right in the beginning of Genesis that it's freaky. When you realize that they put on fig leaf aprons, right? Why did they do that? That, to me, is the first picture of works righteousness. They were dumb enough to think that they could do something to fool God, that everything was still good, and he didn't fool them for a second. He had to kill an innocent animal, and blood had to be shed to provide them with skins, and the Lord did it. They didn't do it, and that's a prefigurement of Jesus on the cross. We're going to be right back with the greatest story ever told and the Soggy Bottom Boys in the studio. Stick around.
By the time we got into Tulsa town, we had 85 trucks in all.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp has signed legislation banning abortions once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. And pro-life advocates across the nation are cheering. The law will take effect in January. President Trump and Republican senators meeting today to discuss a new White House immigration plan. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway describes the plan as fairly comprehensive, saying it aims to beef up border security and maximize merit-based immigration. The White House has instructed former counsel Donald McGahn not to comply with a subpoena from House Democrats for documents related to the Mueller probe. 12 months after launching Be Best, First Lady Melania Trump says the focus of her children's initiative remains the same: child well-being, social media use, and drug abuse. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas here. You all know how much I love MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. This is not a joke. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, and use promo code ERIC or METAXAS to get 30% off plus free shipping, or go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the code ERIC or METAXAS, MyPillow.com.
Then I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming forward to carry me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Hey there, folks. How great to listen to that music, and how great to be with my friends, the Robertsons. I'm sitting here with the patriarch, Phil Robertson, and his son, Jays. And there's three more boys. They didn't show up. The studio's not big enough for your beards, much less the whole person. Now, we're talking about, you got a podcast called Unashamed. And, Phil, you were just talking about how you're unashamed of the gospel, and you start in Genesis. And just this weekend, I was fascinated because I interviewed Dennis Prager on Genesis. He wrote a big book on Genesis. He's a biblical scholar, hasn't accepted Jesus as Messiah, but I tell you, you could have fooled me. And I brought up Genesis 18:18, where it says that, you know, God through Abraham is preparing a people, right, the Jews, to bring the worship of that God to the nations, which is to say to all the heathen, to all the nations beyond Israel. And I asked Dennis, as a Jew, so how's that going for you? And you realize that if you don't believe that God prepared the nation of Israel to bring the Messiah, who would bring the worship of the one true God to the world, it doesn't seem like it's going so well, does it?
That is correct. It's through the Jews that we have salvation. They're the root that we were grafted into. And Gentiles don't support the root, but the root supports us. It's all from the Jews, which is a wonderful thing. I would hope that most Jews would say, you know, without us, there would be no salvation for anyone. But through us, the world could be saved. That's pretty cool.
Whenever you hear...
If I was a Jewish person, I would say, I am proud to be the root of the tree.
Well, look, anybody who is ethnically Jewish who accepts Jesus, they seem to get our faith more than we do. Gentiles do not get it the way Jews get it, because they get the whole thing.
We speak to them often, and we noticed exactly what you just said. I said, man, they really get it. These Messianic Jews,
yeah,
they really get it.
But we usually start off asking three questions, and even in our show, the podcast, we ask these three questions because it gets all, if you're a human being, it gets your attention. And the three questions are, how did you get on the earth? What are you doing here? And how are you leaving? Whether you're spiritual, religious, you ask somebody those three questions and they're like, well, how did I get on the earth? You got to make a decision, either seaweed or God. What am I supposed to be doing here? Wandering or with a purpose? And how am I leaving? In a box or flying via the resurrection? So it's an intriguing way to introduce that. If you don't have a better idea, you might ought to consider what this book is discussing.
But you need, we know this because of the Ethiopian eunuch. If you do not have somebody to explain the Bible to you, I get annoyed a lot of times at Christians who just say, yeah, read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. I mean, let me tell you something. Speaking as a pagan who became a believer, I mean, I was raised in the church, but we didn't read the Bible in my church. We didn't understand the Bible in my church. So if you just like flip open and read it, sometimes the Holy Spirit will just come in and grab you by the throat. But a lot of times you'll just get bored and say, what the heck are they talking about? It's confusing. You need somebody to explain
it to you.
That's why you guys are doing a podcast.
Yeah. If you start in Genesis, you're never going to make it past Leviticus. You're going to get halfway through that and chunk that.
Numbers is like a brick wall.
Yeah. So we start kind of in John and work backwards.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
Because people, they're not going to get it.
Well, communicating what it's about, the way you just did, Phil, you know, from the beginning, you get captured by the narrative and you say, wow, I never saw this thread going from Genesis to Revelation. Once I see that, everything in between begins to make sense. Otherwise, it's just a lot of words.
You consider that 40 men wrote that section from Genesis to Revelation over how many thousands of years?
1,600.
So all of a sudden, you're looking at that evidence thinking, how could they have known? How does this fit? And once you look at it, you know, when I first considered Jesus, I went to the Bible. I was going to try to disprove it because there's so many religions. like, this is a bunch of junk. But the more I studied, the more I read. Once I had been introduced, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, no, this had to be of the Spirit of God. It makes too much sense.
I mean, it really does. It makes shocking sense. But we're living in a world that is so ignorant of the Bible that it's easy to dismiss it. But when you hear the kind of stuff that you're beginning to talk about. Now, if people want to get this podcast, how do they get the podcast? What do they do?
Good question. I'd Google it.
I think if they Google Robertson podcast, it'll probably, but it's called Unashamed.
Unashamed.
Yeah. I just can't believe that y'all are doing this. You're doing so much, though, because you're, now, Phil, you're doing a TV show.
Yeah.
And where's that?
That's Blaze TV.
Blaze TV.
Blaze TV, and they'll just come down. You got to remember, the production crew will drive up in my yard, but you can't drive there now because the water's so high. You have to park your vehicle. And
Alvin, make a note of that because I was going to bring our crew down there.
It's a flood.
Wear your grip across through the woods.
You need to be ferried across with your equipment. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, Alvin, we're going to find out how to get to their home. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, Albin, isn't it time that we heard about what Janice has to say about Relief Factor? We're sponsors of Relief Factor on this program. It works for me. I talk about it all the time. But let's hear from somebody else. Here's Janice.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
I love stories like this.
That's great.
Well, look, I've talked to so many people who have had this experience. I told you that I've had this experience. ReliefFactor.com is the website for $19.95. By the way, the reason it's so popular is very cheap. You take this stuff. It's all botanicals. Within 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you. Sometimes in 3 days, you'll know, or in a day. But I'm saying give it 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
If you are a timeshare owner, please listen to this message. I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, you probably want to get out of it as smoothly and rapidly as possible. Put this on your spring clean to-do list. Give us a call and let us do for you what we have done for over 8,000 others across the country. Our process is legal, ethical, and best of all, it's done quickly. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned business, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 99% success rate. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by living under the burden and expense of your unwanted timeshare. Start your spring cleaning today by giving us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time there lived a man and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know. God smiled down on Hezekiah and gave him 15 years to go.
Hey there, folks.
Everybody wants to go to
Loretta
heaven.
Lynn.
But nobody
Loretta Lynn.
Died.
Oh, man. I'm sitting here with some Robertsons. I thought they were the Soggy Bottom Boys, but they revealed themselves to have actual beards. These are not fakes. But in hour two, we're going to bring on another of the Robertson sons, who is a clean-shaven youth.
Yeah.
It's an incredible... He's the one in khakis.
Yep.
Man, he's thumbing his nose at you and your beards. Have you ever... Let me ask you a question, because those are big beards. Have you ever hidden anything in those beards? Like a rifle or a...
The word is, coming from the medical community, that men's beards have more microbes in them than dog's hair.
Yeah.
In other words, these are dog's hair. Dog hair is more clean than human beards.
Is that right?
But all I have to say about that is, look, I've observed... the human race, male and female.
Doesn't he talk like he's like 900 years old? I love it.
And women, if you observe them,
there's a
little peach fuzz coming out of their face.
Yes.
A little peach fuzz, and they don't like that.
They wax that off.
Yeah. But you look over at a man, everybody's confused about being a male or female. Start here. And you look at a man, most men, the vast majority, hair comes forth from their face.
Hair is coming forth from my face right now at the same speed as the hair is coming forth from your faces, except my hair doesn't get too far before I go after it.
That's right. Yeah. So you have chosen, after you asked the question, why, if you believe that God created the heavens and the earth, he made male then female, if that's the case, why would he make males whereby hair comes out of their face way more than the females?
Yeah.
Surely, Eric, he didn't put this here to be scraped off every day.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
Well,
I know what's here.
I've never felt convicted about my morning toilet, as they call it in French novels. I can't believe I'm going to have to talk to my wife about this. I once grew a beard. And I just thought I had to, you know, and then I shaved it off. But I still have it. It's in a drawer, and I take it out anytime and put it on.
That's
but it actually grows on its own when you think about it. You're saving money, not shaving.
Yeah.
This keeps our face warm during hunting season. It's great camouflage.
No fever blisters or chapped lips ever.
When we take people that look like you hunting with us and we're going down in a boat, it's 20 degrees, wind chill. Then we're like, what do you think about us now? Because they're just like, I mean, they're frozen solid.
And I know in the country in which you live, there's some nasty characters. They see an unbearded youth. They might ask him to squeal like a pig. I don't even want to talk about that movie, but I'm just telling you.
Nobody.
I understand that if I'm going to duck hunt with you, maybe I will begin to let my beard grow.
Day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Where I live.
Yeah.
My yard dog, my guard dog.
Yeah.
He is a snake wrangler.
Oh, I like him already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm walking, I see him looking in the weeds and he begins to bay something. And I said, I walked over and got a weapon about 20 feet. I got a weapon on my vehicle.
Now, what kind of a weapon? It's got to be a shotgun.
This is a rifle.
Oh, a rifle.
Yeah, so I walk over to where the accident is taking place. When my yard dog, Bobo, he looked around and saw me with that gun. Normally, he will back off. I shoot the snake, and then he goes in and finishes him off. But in this case, he looked and saw me coming. He decided, I've got this. So he bails off in on top of this cottonmouth. Not a huge one, but he's about like this.
And we know they're poisonous.
They're poisonous.
Oh, during the process, the cottonmouth got him right up
You're
under
kidding
his jaw.
Me.
No, look. So he walks in 15 minutes later looking at me. He just standing there looking at me. And I said, you don't look well, son. I said, you're the one that jumped in there on him. So look, his underneath him, it swelled up to like.
Oh, man.
But he's been we need to take him
times.
To the vet. I said, oh, he can suck it up. He's been bitten before. He's got a good immunity.
So if they look, make it past the first one, they'll make it.
And the next day, it had gone down a little bit. So now it's just kind of like a little hole in his jaw that looks a little rough. Well, but he will make it for another day.
We have to explain. Because we woodsmen know what cottonmouths are, but we have a lot of urban listeners out there, clean-shaven, who don't know that a cottonmouth is poisonous.
And
we have them. We up here, I grew up in Connecticut, you know, we have basically copperheads
and some
rattlers, very rare. Mm-hmm. But cottonmouths, I know.
Oh, they're bad. They're not scared of humans. They'll
the reason I mentioned that in the context of beards is what I'm saying is you develop a lifestyle where you're watching where you step and anything, any kind of protection at all against anything. You're
a
like
a cottonmouth strike that beard and the cottonmouth will die.
Well, plus with this beard, nobody tries to mug us.
Nobody tries to mug you
ever.
That's interesting.
You can go out late at night. They're not coming towards you.
Yeah,
will escort you based on facial profiling, like Jace at Trump Tower. They escorted him out of the hotel.
They did. That happened. Back. That's how I met the Trumps. I got escorted out of the hotel that I was staying in.
Yeah.
And then they called me and were basically like, we're sorry. We understand you're on a TV, and you should have been there. But that's why I knew the Trumps were concerned about security right there. When they were talking about, is he going to build the wall? Like, he's building the wall because the first thing he did.
He kept you out.
Yeah, he said, hey, and he did it nicely.
We need to have proper vetting, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't let a man like you into my home.
I mean, I was happy.
Even now that I know you, no way.
Yeah.
Okay, no, seriously, folks, this is so much fun. So the podcast is called Unashamed. I want to be clear, and you all are talking about the faith, but it sounds like it's going to be fun.
You guys
are fun. You can't help it. You just can't help it.
Phil kind of preaches a sermon. I'll give you, a rebuttal. But we unite.
He'll ask some questions. He hits you with the butt of the rifle, and then go to a break.
And then we unite on taking a stand for Jesus.
Okay, we're gonna be right back with the Soggy Bottom Boys. You stick around.
When taps on your toes, get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets slow down. But he's got.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for silent threats in today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Georgia, Republican Governor Brian Kemp has signed legislation banning abortions once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. Pro-life advocates across the nation are cheering. Catherine Davis, an African-American pro-life activist, says Georgia's new law restores protections to a class of people who had been defined as objects to be gotten rid of.
This is a historic day for Georgia. This is a day that many of us who have been in the pro-life fight for years and years and years didn't really think it would be possible. Amen. In light of the politics of the issue.
The law will go into effect in January. Trade talk uncertainty giving investors the jitters. Stocks have been sharply lower throughout today's session. The Dow is now down 577 points. The NASDAQ off 204. The S&P is down 61. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Hey there, folks. I don't have the time to wait for them to sing Ooh, That Smell, but I'm here with the Robertson clan, father and son. And doesn't mink urine smell really bad?
Very much so.
Very much so.
Beaver's rough, too.
Beaver urine?
Smelled worse.
Smells. I try to keep away.
Smells like willow bark.
Have you ever seen a Sasquatch down there?
I thought my brother one time was actually Sasquatch.
Yeah.
My brother Willie, because he has the same body type. And it was just the way he was walking in the woods.
Right.
And for a second, oh, no, it's my brother.
But other than that, no. All right.
But I really did.
But you really did thought you saw one? You're not joking?
Yeah, but it was actually my brother. Yeah.
I'm speechless.
Well,
my brother, I love my brother. And he doesn't look anything like a Sasquatch, so I can't relate to this. But, all right, now, Jace, you are part of this podcast. You are not part of the Phil Robertson Show on Blaze. You're out of that.
No, I've been on a couple of episodes, but, I looked up and here came a bunch of cameras. They're like...
You're sick of that, ain't you?
I really am.
Yeah.
You know?
You shoot at them now?
No. I just... You guys,
I mean, it's a weird thing. Didn't happen to me, trust me. You know, this is my first experience with cameras. The idea that you let all those cameras into your lives and stuff, that's amazing to me.
For 5 years.
The reason we're doing this, there will be, mark this. This is the Apostle Paul to Timothy. Mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love.
And that's just the President of the United States.
Look, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control. You read read that section, Eric, and what you say is you say, you know what? I'm in my 70s. We're not getting any younger. All we're trying to do is infuse a little good into a culture that too many have just said,
well,
no, look, I don't need to know this God. So
when I first heard, because I don't watch a ton of TV, didn't watch any of that, but when I heard that you all were praying in the name of Jesus and blah, 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 I just flipped out, because that's my life in a sense, is that the if I think about what we're missing in America today, it's a media expression. The media, which is everywhere,
that's right.
We need, if we're a cultural democracy, we ought to be able to get some of that there, right?
Yeah.
Because there's an audience for it, and we haven't been getting much of it. So when I heard y'all were doing that, I was already just a huge fan. I was thrilled, and I was looking forward to meet you guys. And now I get to meet you and talk to you, and maybe I get to go hunting with you. So this is going to be fun. But if I do come hunting, I'm growing a beard before that. I wanted to. Yeah. That is my promise.
Yeah. At least just a little scruff.
Let it.
No,
happen.
It'll be
you
more
know, the
than
yes
scruff.
Or air fat. He kept his at the same length all the time. Remember the old Arafat?
Do you have to bring up Arafat on this program? We were doing so well.
Yeah.
He had to bring up Yasser Arafat.
Phil notices other people's beard structure.
He kept it at the same length all the time, which I thought, how'd they do that?
Well, he wanted to look like a criminal because he was a criminal.
Yeah, he was, very much so.
Yeah, and I say that in the best sense. I say that in love. We're out of time. Now, Jays, it's so wonderful to meet you.
Yeah.
And we'll have more time together. But in our next show, we're going to bring on your shaved brother,
mm-hmm.
Esau.
Yeah.
No, it's really a pleasure to have you. Folks, go to the Unashamed podcast with Jays and Al Robertson and Phil Robertson. And thanks for being here, folks. Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.